So remember the day when if you got chapstick, you'd get like regular or maybe cherry, and those were your choices?
That was it, yeah.
Well, we don't live in that day anymore, right?
A new day, a new era.
A new day has risen for sure. And my recent chapstick flavors, and I don't know about you guys, it's like when my lips get dry, I mean, it's just not right. I don't have homeostasis until I need to get the chapstick.
And my lips hurt real bad.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
I love that movie.
Napoleon Dynamite. So I've had mango and blue raspberry recently.
Solid
so
choices.
Those are some
nice.
Fun. And so yesterday, there I was. I'm like, all right, I'm going to get some chapstick. And there were some two different soda flavors. I had my choice between Coke and Dr. Pepper.
Nice. What'd you? Well,
yeah,
I
went Dr. Pepper. Yes,
I was going to say, is there like a little shot of caffeine in those?
Yeah,
I don't know,
but it is. You know, certainly it's different.
Yeah.
And one of the things you do if you're married, you hopefully are kissing your spouse, and so
yes.
I tried to have honey guess my chapstick flavor.
But instead, better try again.
So yeah, we did, and she likes Dr. Pepper, and,
yeah.
And so. Her guess was just like, I don't know, it seems kind of salty. So it was like, well, I had just had some tortilla chips. So we tried a second time. She still didn't know. But anyhow, so I don't know. What do you guys, in terms of
sorry, I was totally derailed by it's just kind of salty. Because my kids have this thing where when they hear stuff, they say, just like our relationship, Karen. And just as soon as you said it was kind of salty, sorry.
Yeah.
It's better to be salt and light than salty and lit.
Absolutely. You know, I don't know. Some of these flavors are a little carried away.
Okay, like
what? You know, I don't know. It just seems like we're going too far. There's too many options. Sometimes I long for the simplicity of days gone by, where you just grab your chapstick and walk away.
I kind of want to try the Coke one, actually.
Yeah.
Becca has a whole assortment of chapsticks. That kid probably has close to 20 flavors of chapsticks. She, like, collects them.
I'm pretty sure Lily has, like, this... they were, like... a bunch of different pop or soda, whatever you say, flavors of. But I thought, are they chapsticks? Because I thought they were like lip glosses.
Balm.
Yeah, lip balms.
Well, no, there's
it was deciding whether to pay more. Let me just say, the other thing, going to convenience stores, somebody had posted, I'm going to just call out Dale Pointer, my friend Dale Pointer had posted yesterday, a picture on Facebook of Reese's Peanut Butter Cup Easter eggs at a well-known area convenience store for 15 cents a piece yesterday.
And
Clear out the Easter stock.
People were reacting like... buy the whole box.
Right.
And I know Caleb likes Reese's peanut butter.
I love them.
So I was in pursuit at 1, 2, 3 of these stores last night before picking my daughter up for babysitting.
No.
Completely shut out.
I appreciate your effort, though. That was fantastic. And honestly, I would say it's like Christmas, but it's not because it was
Easter.
It's like the second coming of Easter.
Well, we try. So... well, I don't know. Weigh in on your thoughts on the chapstick
debate. Yeah, what kind of chapstick
debate
are you using, folks? 396-1670.
Newsboys, God's not dead. And we're playing that this morning because Caleb and I received a little piece of mail that we thought we would share with you, and it was referenced in there.
Yeah, so this comes from our new friend. I hope we can call you a friend, Caleb. He's a brother of Cody, who's one of our most faithful listeners. And Caleb is an inmate right now at the Stanley Correctional Institution, and he's sent us this wonderful letter. He said, I'd like to thank you for playing You Are My King, Amazing Love by the Newsboys last Friday. It's a blessing to be able to listen to WWIB while incarcerated. Caleb says, whenever I hear that song, I always feel the Holy Spirit in the room. The Lord speaks to me through that song every time I hear it. It's great to know that I have an amazing God who loves me even though I am in prison. He is with me through all of my trials, and I am so thankful. Caleb goes on, I truly believe that I wouldn't have made it through these 4 years in prison without God in my life. Now that I am looking at only 9 months left, I am looking forward to a life of service to and for God. God bless, Caleb. And again, that's just a powerful reminder. And I think of scripture that says, he whom the Son has set free will be free indeed. And so it doesn't matter if you're incarcerated physically. It doesn't matter if you're imprisoned by your past.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus sets you free.
Mm-hmm.
And what an amazing testimony from our new friend, Caleb, here. And I know he loves the Newsboys and loves that song, God's Not Dead, as well, too. So great to be able to meet you through this letter, brother, and hope we're going to be able to meet you soon in person as well as God guides your life.
We're here still playing our Scrabble game. And
there's
Caleb's
some snark
up.
Being thrown around. We've all crossed 200 now.
Mm-hmm.
But Hillary just admitted, as she is trumpeting the fact that she has crossed the 200 barrier, that perhaps she wasn't as glad
Mark applauded, and I said, I'll admit, Mark, when you cross the 200 line, I was maybe snarky about that, but I'm over that now, and I'll take your accolades. Thank you.
A golf clap is well deserved. Yes. This is fun, though.
Yeah.
But I'm taking too long on my turn.
No, I took an hour on mine, so.
So we saw this. The amazing thing about technology can be used for good or ill, but a week-long festival in China offered a lot of tasty foods from different parts of the world, but also showcased some advanced technologies, which for at least one parent was a boon and a blessing. Thanks to facial recognition technologies, a father was reunited with his lost 12-year-old daughter in only 8 minutes.
8 minutes.
If you can understand the terror of losing, and especially
to
lose a child of that age, you'd be freaking out.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you're like, okay, 12 years old, you would think that she can take care of herself pretty well and know to stay by mom and dad. So it's like, what in the world happened?
Who Where took is she? You? Yeah.
Like, police asked the anxious father for 2 pictures of the girl. Mm-hmm. And of course, everybody's got them on their phones, right?
Yeah.
At the police command post, the images of the girl were fed into facial recognition software, which quickly pointed out the girl who was just about 200 yards away from her dad. And they found her that quickly.
8 minutes. You know, and this is like, it's amazing, but it's a little creepy. But yeah. There can be good.
It's the pro and con of technology. Our funniest child loss story, and you're glad it's funny because you found the child.
Right.
But I mean, I remember being on a light note at Northern Wisconsin State Fair, and within moments, Dawson was gone. And then the parents of Dawson Halverson, would you please come? But at Life Fest, 12 years ago, Grace was just 3. And it was just like, wherever my wife went, Grace had just been moved on to the next station of security or handling. It was like 1, 2, 3. And when she finally finds Grace. Grace is smiling and bouncing and wearing a t-shirt about, like, I lost my parents or something like that. So, anyhow, it's always all's well that ends well, right?
But it freaks you. I mean, I remember we can finish up here, but because my brother doesn't work in radio in this market, I can share this story about Josh. We were cleaning the church up in Rice Lake one time, and everybody's like, eventually realized, where's Josh?
Yeah.
We could not find him. And this isn't a bad neighborhood, but still, it's like, where is he?
Fairly
open. Yeah. We searched the park across the street, started almost like knocking on people's doors and stuff. Where's Josh? Where's Josh? No one has seen Josh. Eventually, we had my grandpa's truck, and there were some old cardboard boxes in there, and we're searching and praying and wondering, where is Josh? Who took him? He's pushing aside this box in the back of my grandpa's truck, and he's like, here I am. I was hiding.
Oh, that didn't go well.
Corporal punishment was definitely a part of that.
Oh, Josh.
After explaining why that was such a poor thing to do. And he just thought it was like, oh yeah, here I am. You couldn't find me. I hid for the longest time.
I'll just say it again. Make good choices, kids. I know you can. Make good
Stay
choices.
Stay with your parents. Hold their hands.
Certain kids have a bent toward it, because even as you're sharing that story, I'm remembering, remember the time Grace kind of got lost at Camp Forest Springs, and she was out in the woods doing a hike? Yeah, so certain children. I guess
happens.
I don't know if it's Christian venues
Unless
for her or
you're
what.
Jesus, it's not okay to get lost.
Yeah, right.
So the Mozart effect. More convenience stores are using classical music to combat loiterers and panhandlers, and we want to delve into what is exactly the science behind this strategy.
See, my mom would always play classical music when we were doing math in the morning, because it was supposed to aid that brain function.
Sure. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking back, wasn't it like with Manuel Noriega or something like that, that the U.S. tried to play a certain music to kind of blast him out years ago? I don't know. It's a little foggy in my brain. You guys are looking at me.
I seem to remember
stairs.
That. No, I seem to remember
this
that.
This is a while
was,
back.
Yeah. But I don't think it was classical.
No, it wasn't. I don't think so either. But anyhow, it turns out that many convenience stores are trying an experimental stratagem to deter unwanted activity and loitering around their stores, blasting music like what we're playing right here.
This is actually Haydn's Trumpet Concerto in E-flat major. It's one of my favorite pieces. Maybe I should go work at NPR.
Yeah, you could get a job. You sounded like
Haydn's
you knew what you're talking about there.
Trumpet Concerto. It is actually one of my... I love this.
Either that
music.
Or you could do an essay.
Wait for the trumpet. When the trumpet comes, here it is. Oh, here it is. Come on, Winton. Play it. Mr. Marsalis.
Are you like a music snob?
A little bit.
Yeah. It's a tactic that's been used since the mid-80s, introduced by a 7-Eleven in Canada, looking for a novel way to deter teenagers from congregating in their parking lot. A melodic form of defensive urban design. It's been tested out.
Defensive urban design?
Yeah,
what?
I know it.
Oh, goodness.
This is a highbrow program. It's been tested out in other physical locations to combat loiterers, panhandlers, and those looking for a place to nap. Here's a picture of a guy in a grocery cart.
I would nap there. Oh, he's napping in his grocery cart. No. Nice.
The London Underground has dabbled with streaming classical music, and Florida police have played Mozart and Bach on the corners of crime-ridden streets.
See, it makes me want to just loiter, though.
Right?
That's what classical music does
it,
for me.
It could have a counter effect, right?
Yeah.
Maybe people just set up, like, a tea and crumpets table and
ask for Grey Poupon as you walk past.
Multiple business in San Francisco, a city that struggles with a large homeless population,
yes,
piped it through outdoor speakers to stop people from using the sidewalks as crash pads, leaving behind blankets and drug debris in front of their stores.
Huh. Well, that's interesting.
Here, what's wonderful is that the non-confrontational tactic works. The owner of a 7-Eleven in Modesto, California, tells the Modesto Bee once his store started blaring symphonies and operas through its outdoor speakers, he says the riffraff left. The high volume of the music makes it hard for loiterers to hang out and gossip and joke around outside the store.
Huh.
Customers feel safer. He described it as a win-win.
Well, he's going to track all kinds of people like me doing this, I'm just saying, and who wouldn't want me hanging outside their store?
You suddenly have a tuxedo-clad crowd just...
Let's just finish this science
lining
lesson.
Up at the door.
Okay.
With velvet
classical
ropes.
Music's crime deterrent effects can also be explained through physics.
Oh,
when you hear
physics.
A song, you're essentially hearing vibrations and absorbing them through your body.
Oh.
The vibrations are turned into electrical signals that are received by your brain, which influences how you may feel emotionally and mentally.
Hmm. Calm and peaceful.
When you hear classical music, does it take you back to those homeschool studies then?
Yeah, and I'm not as calm when I think about math. But just because that was probably my poorest subject.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, but you're great with words.
You know, it's funny. My mom hated classical music and my dad loved it. So Sundays at our house were classical music days. He would blare classical music all day, Sunday afternoons. And even, that's what we listened to on
We did
Sundays.
Something. Did you guys ever? It was called Color of the Classics. And so we would listen to classical music while mom would read about the background of that particular piece and composer. And we would have our, this is when we were young, and have all our crayons out. And we would color like these sheets of like, you know, Mozart or Haydn or what. It was super cool. Sorry, that's what I'm, it's taking
Love
me
it.
Back. That's what I remember
story,
now.
A quick story to share. I was at this Larry Crabb conference in Houston for 2 days. And he's in fifth grade. He tells this story, right? He had written 26 books. And so his fifth grade teacher is like, Larry, let's be honest, you don't really like math or science, do you? No. But you love words. You're very good with words.
Yeah.
He said, someday you're going to write books, his teacher says. So every day I want you to pick out a word from the dictionary, write down the definition, and then begin writing your book. Larry goes on to write 26 books.
Wow.
Great encouragement from that teacher.
Yeah, that was something.
Love it.
Like
love,
you, though, love. Not a big fan of math.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn Radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.